सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रय विनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नमः।
सो अर्लियर वी हैव सीन एम्परर मनु हैज गॉन बैक टू हिज कैपिटल आफ्टर द मैरिज ऑफ देयर डॉटर देवहूति. And now it is being described how Manu lived there, how Manu lived in his capital, in his kingdom. So in verse number 33 of chapter 22, canto 3, it says, Sa bharya sa praja kaman bhuje anya abirodhata, abirodhita. Without any disturbance, he was enjoying. Enjoying what? Sabharya along with his wife. Sapraja with praja. Kaman, all necessity of life. Bhuvaje enjoyed. Anne, another also. So he was living a normal life like we all live. Normal life. With children and all that, he was living there. And what was his status? So it is said here, Surgayaki. Surgayaki means Kurtimuk. There are some singers, these are musicians, and they come with their family, Sastribhi. Sastribhi. For what purpose? Sangiyamanam. Sangiyamanam for praising. Praising what? Satkirti, the pious reputation of king. Pious reputation of king. They used to sing. When? Pratyusesu. Pratyusesu means every dawn, every morning. So that was the status of Maharaja Manu. He was enjoying kingdom also. But Anubadhena Hrida Sranavan Hare Katha. But where were he attached? Anubadhena. Anubadhena, he was attached to what? He was attached to Sranavan, listening Hare Katha. Where? Hrida, in heart. So he was enjoying worldly life. At the same time, in mind, he was attached with the Lord. This is the way to live. The way to live. Same thing we were discussing in our Gita class on Saturday. Yadyat acharati shrestha tattat eva itra jana. Yadyat acharati shrestha, shrestha. Manu is shrestha. Emperor Raja is a shrestha, a great person, a noble person. And whatever Raja does, Praja will follow. Praja will follow. If Raja is attached to listening of Harikatha, so naturally, you can imagine that how much Bhagavat Prachar was going on there at that time. Okay. Pratishu anubedana hridasranavan hare katha. Then it is said, nishnantam. Because you see, the noble and great people, they are Praman. Praman means they set the standard for all the people to follow. They are Praman for everything. Nishnantam yogamayasu munim swayambhumanum. Nishnantam, he was absorbed. Absorbed in what? Yogamayasu, in the temporary enjoyment of the worldly things. He was absorbed. In earlier verse we have seen he was enjoying worldly objects, and at the same his mind was where? His mind was with the Lord. Nishnantam yogamayasu munim swayambhu manum yada abhransiyutum bhoga na seku bhagavat param. Although he was absorbed in the sense, in the pleasure of the sense object, but these sense object or the pleasure of sense object could not deviate him. Deviate him from what? Bhagavat Param. Bhagavat Param is a devotee of the Lord. Although he was enjoying worldly objects, but at the same time he was devotee also. Bhagavat Prem was there. Then Ayatayama, time never lost, Tasyasan Manu, Yamaha Avar, Swayantaryapana, during his duration of life. So during his duration of life, no time was ever lost. Ever lost in vain. No time was lost in vain. Okay. What he did? Sranavanto dhyayato Vishnu kurvato brubrata katha. This is what he did. Being a emperor of the whole earth, he used to pass his time, whole life. Sranavanto means hearing. Dhyayato, contemplating. Listening what? Not worldly thing, listening about the Bhagavad Katha. Contemplating not on Vishay, contemplating on Bhagavan. Bhagavan, Vishnu, you see the word Vishnu is there. He used to contemplate on Vishnu, listen about the Bhagavad Katha of Vishnu. Then Kurvato, and whatever actions he used to do, those actions for his own happiness. No, Kurvato, all the actions were for the happiness of Vishnu, Kurvato. And Brubhata, whatever he spoke or speaking, that also for Bhagavan only. Katha, Brubhata Katha. He used to speak about the Leela of Bhagavan. So this way, he was spending his time, whole life. So what is the Praman? Yayat praman kurte loka tatanuvartate. This is the praman, this is the benchmark, this is the standard fixed by Maharaja Manu. That I am spending my life in listening, meditating, doing action for the Lord, and I am telling the Leela of also Lord. This way we have to spend life. Sa eva swantaram ninne. Manu, this way, his own period. And how much is that period? Yuganam ek saptitam. Yuganam ek saptitam. Saptitam, 71 cycle of Chaturyuga. I hope you remember, one day of Brahmaji is equal to 1000 Chaturyuga. One day means 12 hours. I'm not taking day and night together, 24 hours, no. 12 hours of Brahmaji is equal to 1000 Chaturyug. And 1 Chaturyug is equal to 43,20,000 years. So in one day of Brahmaji, that means in 12 hours, 14 Manu come. 14 Manu come in one day of Brahmaji. And how much is the one day of Brahmaji? 1000 Chaturyuga. So what will be the duration of one Manu? 1000 divided by 14. So if you do that, the answer will be 71.42 recurring. 71.42, if you have to write in round figure, how much you will say? Since it is not more than 71.5, therefore, if you round it up, how much you will say? 71. You see, that is what is written. Ek saptitam, 71. So that much of life Emperor Manu continued listening to Bhagavad Katha, meditating on Vishnu, acting for the pleasure of Vishnu, and speaking the Leela or telling the Leela or the sports of Bhagwan. This way he passed his time. 37.
Sharira manasa divya vayase ye cha manushaha bhautikascha katham klesha badhante hari sangshrayam.
Oh, one more line we missed. Vasudeva prasangena, in the earlier verse 36. Vasudeva prasangena. And by the topics of Vasudeva, Bhagwan only. Paribhuta gatitriyam. He transcended. Paribhuta means gatitriyam. He transcended three gati. Transcended three gati means one. So in Bhagavad Gita it is said, if you are sattvagun pradhan, you go to higher loka. Urdhav gacchanti sattvastha. At the time of death, if you are sattvic, so what will happen? You will go to higher loka. It is higher gun. You will go to higher loka. Madhye tishtanti rajasa. And if you are at the time of death, your mode of mind is rajasic, chanchal, agitated, so you will remain on this earth. And jaghanya guna vrittistha adho gacchanti tamasa. If you are at the time of death is tamasic, you will go to the lower loka. So three gati are there. Going on in the higher loka or remaining in this world. Or third is going to the lower loka. Three gatis. So if you say, if you continue, Vasudeva prasangena paribhuta gatitriya. If I remain in the company of Vasudeva, always thinking, meditating, doing, and speaking about Vishnu, what will happen? I can also transcend three gati. Transcending three gati means you will not go to the upper loka or the middle loka or the lower loka. Where you will go? You will get absorbed with the Vasudeva. See? Absorbed. Gati traya means also jagrat avastha, sapna avastha, and susupti avastha. This is also three states. We experience every day jagrat avastha, swapna avastha, and susupti. So once you are associated with the Lord, thinking about the Lord, meditating on Lord, then what will happen? I will go beyond jagrat avastha, swapna avastha, and susupti avastha. So what is that beyond jagrat avastha, swapna avastha, and susupti avastha? Is the Turiya avastha. Fourth avastha is called Turiya avastha. So we go to that state. So you get both. You get Turiya state or you get the state of Vasudev. Or in the Vedanta language, you become Brahman. You become Brahman. Okay. But people follow principles of dharma, artha, kama, moksha. That is what it is said in our scripture. Follow the righteous action, earn money, satisfy your desire, then you aspire for moksha. Many people do righteous action or pious action or punya, meritorious action. Why? They want to go to higher loka. Why? Because the sukh is higher. There the sukh is much higher than what the sukh we are experiencing here. So many people think, I want sukh. A higher sukh will be in the higher loka. So I want to aspire, I want to go to swarga. The sukh of swarga is definitely better than the sukh of martyalok, of this lok. You see, our Sant Mahatma, they how simplified way they have said, very simple, same thing, whatever is said by Vedvyasji here in Puran, the Sant says, dukhme sumiran jo kare, dukhme sumiran sab kare, sukhme kare na koi. When there is a sorrow, we all remember Lord. We were earlier discussing in Narad Bhakti Sutra, there are four type of bhakta. One is Jnani Bhakta, he is merged with the Lord. The other three are Arth, Jigyasu, and Artharthi. So these three bhakta, they all pray to the Lord for getting something. Arth, Jigyasu, and Artharthi. And in Narad Bhakti Sutra, we are saying Arth is a sattvic bhakta, Jigyasu is a rajasic bhakta, and Artharthi is a tamasic bhakta. So different interpretations are there. So dukh mein sumiran sab kare, sukh mein kare na koi. But when we are happy here, no sorrow, we don't remember Lord. And Sant says, sukh mein sumiran jo kare, to dukh kahe hoy. If you remember Lord every time, sukh mein bhi also if you remember. That is what Maharaj Manu did. For 71 Chatur Yug, he listened to Harikatha, he meditated on Vishnu, he worked for Vishnu, and he spoke about Vishnu, his lilas. So whether it is a good time or bad time, he was doing this thing. Therefore, there cannot be any sorrow in his life. That is what is stated in the next verse. There was no sorrow in the life of a devotee.
यह पृष्ठो मुनि भी प्राह
37
ने दिल ना
शारीरा
मानसा दिव्या वैयासे च मानुषाः भौतिकाश्च कथं क्लेशा बाधन्ते
हरि संश्रयम् मींस द वन हु इज अ डिवोटी ऑफ हरि और वन हु हैज डेडिकेटेड और वन हु हैज सरेंडर्ड टू हरि Hari Sansrayam. Katham Klesa Badhante. Klesa means the miseries. How miseries Badhante can trouble? How miseries can give trouble to a devotee who has already surrendered to Hari? Always surrender to Hari means continuously, like Manu for 71 Chaturyug thought about Hari. Even enjoying the worldly object, his mind was always there, continuously. Now think, where is our mind? And where it should be, even while enjoying in the world. Manu was enjoying world. We are also enjoying world. So what is the difference between Manu and us? The difference is his mind, Manu's mind was with Lord. And where is our mind? Our mind is drowned in the vishay, in the object, emotions and thoughts of the world. This is the difference. So he says, the klesha, the miseries can come from sarira, relating to body. Sarira. Manasa, mind. So, what are the misery at the body level? Sita usna. At body level we feel heat and cold. Manasa, sukh and dukh comes at the mental level. Dibya, sometimes divine. Intervention, like divine. Coronavirus. Who gave? Divine, devta, it's coming from there. It's not in our hand, it's not in our control. Dibya. Okay. Vaiyase means, oh Vidur, the talk is going on between Maitri and Vidur. Vidur ji, listen, one who is devoted or who has dedicated or who has surrendered to Hari, he never experienced these miseries at the body level, at the mind level, and even any sorrows given by देवता दिव्या ये च मानुषा हु एल्स कैन गिव मानुषा इवन द पीपुल कैन गिव यू योर नेबर्स कैन गिव यू ट्रबल मानुषा भौतिकाश्च भौतिकाश्च मीन्स अदर भूत अदर भूत कैन ऑल्सो गिव यू प्रॉब्लम बट दीज प्रॉब्लम्स आर नॉट देयर इन द लाइफ ऑफ डिवोटी इट्स नॉट देयर इन द लाइफ ऑफ डिवोटी सो हाउ कैन ए डिवोटी हु हैज टेकन शेल्टर एट हिज फीट बाय बी ओवरकम बाय एनी मिजरीज रिलेटिंग टू बॉडी और माइंड by his environment or enemies or variation of temperature. So a bhakta's mind is always with the Lord. Hence, he don't have to suffer any miseries. He transcends them all. Lord will take care. You don't worry, you have to worry about anything. Next.
Yah prishto muni vipraah धर्मान् नानाविधा चुवान् नृणां वर्णाश्रमाणां च सर्वभूत हितः सदा
यहाँ यहाँ मीन्स हु मनु भगवान सम्राट मनु पृष्ठ बीइंग क्वेश्चन बाय हुम मुनि भी बाय द सेजेज यू नो द सेजेज एंड सेंट यूज टू कम टू महाराज मनु फॉर एडवाइस अबाउट व्हाट प्राह धर्मान एंड ही स्पोक अबाउट देयर क्वेश्चन वाज अबाउट द धर्म व्हाट इज द ड्यूटी तो सेजेज एंड सेंट यूज टू कम टू मनु प्लीज टेल अस द ड्यूटी ऑफ पीपल धर्मान नाना विधान मेनी वेराइटीज शुभान ऑस्पिशियस हुज ड्यूटी निरानाम ऑफ ह्यूमंस सो सेंट एंड सेजेज यूज टू कम टू Samrat Manu and inquire about the duties of Niranam of humans. Varna Sramanam, Varna and Ashram. Varna, you know. Varna means color. Varna, Brahman, Chatri, Vaishya, Sudra, Sattva, Rajas, Tamas. Combination of Satrajas Tamas, we get Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sutra. So people used to, Muni used to come, what is the duty of Brahman? What is the duty of Kshatriya, Vaishya and Sutra? And Ashramanam, according to the Ashram, Brahmacharya Ashram, Grihastha Ashram, Vanaprastha and Sannyasa, what is duty of human beings? What he should do in the Brahmacharya? Oh, you should study Veda in the Grihastha Ashram. After studying the Vedas, you should lead your life according to the scriptures. When you lead your life according to the scripture, what will happen? Your mind will be purified. What is our state now? We have not studied scripture. We are not acting as per scriptures. How do you say? Scripture says that you should do karma yoga. Are we doing karma yoga? No. We are not doing. So will our mind be purified? It will get purified only when you live life like Manu. Shravan, Dhyan, Karma and by speech. If you talk about Brahman or Bhagwan, then only it will purify. Many times I have told you, a mind which rebels in Bhagwan gets purified. Same mind, when it goes to the world, it becomes impurified. So where is our mind? Our mind is in Bhagwan. No, our mind is not in Bhagwan. Where is our mind? Our mind is in all other places other than Bhagwan. Other than Bhagwan. So now tell me, your mind will be purified or it will become impure. No, it is collecting dirt. It is collecting dirt only. Trinam Varnasranam cha sarva bhuta hita sada does welfare of all beings sada always. Well-being of everybody. So in reply to question asked by certain sages, Manu out of compassion for all living beings taught the diverse sacred duties of man in general and the different varna and ashram. And those duties are still available in Manu Sanghita. Manu Sanghita, the all details are still available. Yes, next.
Etat Adirajasya Manoscharitam Adbhutam Varnitam Varnaniyasya Tad Apatto Dayam Shunu.
Etatte. This unto you, Adirajasya, first emperor, Manu is first emperor, Adi, first, in the beginning, Rajasya, the first Raja, Manu. Manu Charitam Adbhutam, Manu Charitam, Charitam is character, character Adbhutam is a wonderful character, worth following, he is the Shrestha person, great, noble king. In Hindi, it is called Shishtachar. Shishtachar means what? Whatever the elders have done, we should follow that. That is called Shishtachar. So, Adbhutam, Varnitam, I have described. Who asked this question? Vidur Asoskan. Whom? To Maitreya. What was his question? That tell me about the Manu Satrupa, who were the first person. Through them, by the union of male and female, we got all these creations. All this praja came, progeny came. Tell me about that. Now, completing the topic, Maitreya is saying, Varnitam, Varaniyasya, whose reputation is worth of description. It is worthy of description. And I have described you about the life of Manu. Then, Tad Apatya, now, let me tell you about his daughter. His daughter, Devutis. Devutis, Srunu, please listen. So the next chapter starts with the character of Devuti, her life, how she served her husband Kardam. So now the scene is changing. Now we are coming slowly to the life of Kardam and Devuti.
इति श्रीमद् भागवते महापुराणे परमहंस्याम संहितायाम तृतीय स्कंधे द्वाविंशोऽध्यायः अथ त्रयोविंशोऽध्यायः मैत्रेय उवाच पितृभ्यां प्रस्थिते साध्वी पतिं मिंगित कोविदा नित्यं पर्यचरत् प्रीत्या भवानीव भवं प्रभुम्.
So Maitreya Uvach, as said in the last verse of the last chapter, that I am going to tell you about the character of Devuti now. So Maitreya is saying, Pitribhyam prasthite. Prasthite means when they went away. Pitribhyam means mother and father. When the parents went away. After the marriage of Devuti, the parents went to their own capital. Sadhvi. Sadhvi means the chaste woman. Pativrata. Pativrata woman. Then, Patim ingit kobida. Patim ingit, pati means husband. Ingit kobida. Ingit kobida means understanding desire. Understanding desire. Nityam. Nityam, constantly. Parecharat, served. How she served? Pritya. Pritya means with love. Then he gives a beautiful example. Bhavanim eva bhavam prabhum. Like Parvati, serve Lord Shiva. Prabhu, Lord, bhavam Shiva. So Devuti served Kardam like Bhavani served Shiva. Okay. So from verse number 1 to 11, we will find how Devuti served her husband. Why this description is given? So that all chaste women, pativrata women, should follow this. Why to follow? Because they are shrestha, great people. By following that, Devuti, it is not now, it is going to come. Devuti got realization. Devuti got realization. That is the ultimate purpose. We'll see how she got it. So after the departure of her parent, the chaste woman Devuti, who could understand the desires of her husband, served him constantly with great love, as Bhavani, the wife of Lord Shiva, serves her husband. So ingit kobida means what? She would understand the need of husband. No? It is not always that husband has to speak. Mere ko ye do, mere ko ye do. Ingit kobida means you understand. Kardamji is going to the puja room. Or what time he will go to the puja room. Devuti will go there and clean and everything, the water and all the flowers and whatever is required for puja, everything is all done. This is ingit kobita. It's not the early morning every day. Hey, get up, make the puja room first. I want to do this. 7 baj gaya, what is this? You are still sleeping? No. Ingit kobita. Understanding the requirement, need of pati. And how is that? Unasked. Ingit kobita means unasked. Acha. So Bhavani or Parvati is the daughter of King Himalaya. King Himalaya is also a rich king. Rich king. And Devuti is also coming from a rich family. Father is the emperor of the whole world. See the, when example is being given, see the position. Bhavani is also a very rich family and Devuti is also coming from the rich family. Okay. And daughter of Himalaya Parvati selected Lord Shiv. Lord Shiv, how is Lord Shiva? He appears like a beggar. Sitting under a tree, not even a rupa on his head. No home. Are you getting? She selected Bhagwan Shiv as her husband. And how is her husband? No roof, sitting under the tree, no clothes, beggar, basma laga ke baithe hain, always meditating. She still selected. And how is Kardam Muni? Kardam Muni is also, when they saw him the first, his clothes were torn. It is a thatched roof at ashram, meditated for 10,000 years, unpolished gem. So Lord Shiva, you see, Lord Shiva don't have a riches, you know. The wealth and all that is not there with Lord Shiva. But still, she served. Parvati ji served Lord Shiva. And how she served? She served as a poor woman. She never asked Himalaya Maharaj, paisa bhejo. No. I don't have a roof. Normally we tell to our father, na, daughters of Bishop, I don't have this. De to bhejo. But she became poor. She followed Lord Shiva. Shiva is poor, okay, I will be also remain as a poor. Kardam Rumini, not rich. Devuti also became like a poor woman. Similarity. Devuti also became a poor woman. So Devuti also accepted Kardam and served with love and affection. Both were patibrata, chaste women. Parvati and Devuti. Even today, unmarried girls worship to get husband like Shiv. Lord Shiv is ideal husband. Why they worship Lord Shiva? Not for riches, not for money. It is not the richness or the wealth for which they worship. But because he is the greatest of all devotees, he is Ram Bhakta. He is Ram Bhakta. And they have got the bhakti and they can give bhakti. They can give bhakti. And if I get bhakti, what will happen? I will get realized. Mm. Now we are going to see the power of spiritual knowledge. Spiritual knowledge. Many times I have told, with this secular knowledge, you can get material wealth. Only one benefit. Material wealth which will not go to your next life. But the spiritual wealth will give you wealth here and will give you moksha in the next life or better life. If I don't realize within this life, still I have progressed in this life following the shastra and all that. So next life will be definitely better. Next life will be better. So she selected because he is the greatest bhakta. Lord Shiva is the greatest bhakta of Ram. Always doing Ram, 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 meditating on Ram. So girls are taught to select husband like Shiv. That means what? Don't run after riches. Don't run after wealth. Don't run after wealth. But to make life perfect. To make life perfect means realization. Realization. Devuti, we'll see in this chapter only, in this canto only, she will get realized, she will get knowledge from Bhagwan Kapil. So, next.
Visramena atma saucena gauravena damena cha shushusaya sauridena vacha madhuraya cha bhoho.
So in verse number 1 we got two qualities. One is the ingit kobita. All pratibrata wives should be ingit kobita. Even unasked they should serve. They should understand what is required. And number 2, how to serve? Pritya, with love. Most of the time what we do, mera duty hai. Sabere ka morning tea bana diya. You take your tea here. It's here. And gone. Not like that. Pritya. With love. Now what more it said? Visrambena, atma saucena, gauravena, damena cha, susrushraya, sohridena, vacha, madhurya, cha, bho. Oh, vidur. Bho means vidur. How she served? Visrambena, with intimacy. With intimacy. Atma saucena, pure body and mind. Atma saucena. One Mahatma also interpreted Atma saucena without any dot on the character. Without any mark on the character. So purity at body level, purity at mind level, and purity at character level. Atma saucena means this much. So visrambena with intimacy, atma saucena, pure body and mind, gauravena with respect. With respect she served. Damena cha, controlling her own senses. Controlling her own senses. Susushraya with service. Sauhridena with love. Vacha madhurya. And always speaking madhur word. Sweet words. You know, I'm not going to ask you how you all are doing in home. Whatever Devuti is doing, we should learn from it. And what will be the result? The result will be coming. Very soon result will be coming. If we all do this way, the result is going to be very good. So, Haridena Bacha Madhurya Chabho. Oh, Vidur Devuti served her husband with intimacy and great respect, with control of senses, with love and with the sweet word and with the purity of body, mind, and there is no mark on her character. So Devuti served her husband Visrambena with faith, Gauravena with reverence. She served Kardam. And with as she realized he is a superior to her in spirituality. Why is he serving? Because she realized that Kartam is superior to me in spirituality. Not wealth-wise, not riches. Vice is he respecting? No, no, he is advanced in spirituality. The main nature. So wife has to learn to control herself if there is a misunderstanding. Who has to control? Wife has to control. Learn one step by step. I am going slow. The main nature. Control of senses. Okay. And sahurdena vacha madhurya. Sahurdena good relationship. And vacha madhurya. Vacha madhurya means always speaking to him with the sweet words. Always desiring good of the husband. See? Always speaking sweet words. Why so? You see, a man becomes agitated while he is interacting outside in the world. The bread earner, nowadays everything has reversed. Earlier the bread earner was, husband is to arrange for all money and all requirements. So when he goes out in the object, emotions and thought in samsara, world is not that very easy bed of roses that he will go out and get money there. So, when he goes out, what happens? His mind is agitated, you know, when he comes back. Most of you must have seen, when the husband comes back after office work, now tell me, his mind is agitated or peaceful? Always agitated. Office mein ye ho gaya, wo ho gaya, agra mein this and that, and he's agitated. Okay. So what the wife should do in home, wife must treat him with the sweet words. If he is agitated, you tell him the sweet words. What happened? What is this? Oh, okay, kamti kar do isko, aisa kar do, aisa kar do. Okay. Sweet words. Okay. Men's psychology and women's psychology are different. Both the psychology are different. Why different? Men always wants to be a superior and women wants to be subordinate. Always it is seen. There may be exception. Maybe exception. Husband is follower or wife is bread earner. There can be some rebirth. But normally what he has seen, husband duty is to provide for family. So it is because of their body constitution. So Mahatma says, why it is so wife is subordinate? Because of the body constitution. Body consumer what? The lady, they don't have that much of strength. Muscle power is less. Is it therefore? No. Is the body constitution like that?
Yes. Bisrijya kamam dammam cha dvesham lobham magham madam apramatta uddata nityam tejiyam sammato shayata.
Visrajya, what all devotee did. Visrajya, giving up. Giving up what? Kamam, lust. Kamam, lust. Dambham, pride. She came from rich family. No pride of her parentage. Dambham. Cha dvesam, no envy. Lobha, no greed. And aghamadam, sinful vanity. These all things she left. Apramatta. Apramatta means careless, heedless. Apramatta means sane, vigilant, alert. Apramatta. Uddata. Uddata means always laboring, nityam always. Always ready to serve. Uddata. Nityam. Serving whom? Tejiyansam. Tejiyansam means powerful husband. Powerful husband, why? Because he is spiritually moved much forward. He is spiritually uplifted. Why spiritually uplifted? He has already got the darshan of Bhagwan. Atoseyat, so she pleased. Atoseyat, she pleased. So working sanely and diligently, she pleased her powerful husband, giving up all lust and pride, envy, greed, sinful activity, and vanity. So what else to be given up? First thing, don't compare your pride. Pride, I am from this and this family. Naam, gotra, roopa, kula. No pride of this. Kamam, your own desires. You have to visrajya, give up. No envy, no greed, no lobe, no vanity. Acha. Kardam is spiritually advanced, hence called Tejiyansam, powerful husband. Tejiyansam means powerful husband. Devhuti was from rich family. She never showed her pride. If wife becomes proud of her parentage, that will create great misunderstanding between husband and wife. If every day, every morning, evening, if he starts telling, "Tumhare paas kuch nahi hai, you don't know, you are a beggar, you are a poor man, I am coming from this family," and then there will be always misunderstanding. So Devuti gave up pride. She came down to the level of Kartam. That is to be understood. You have to come down to the level of your husband. And she was faithful to husband. So Chanakya says there are four kind of enemies at home. Chanakya says there are four kind of enemies at home. If father is in debt, he is considered to be an enemy. This is Chanakya Niti. If father is in debt, so he is an enemy of family. If mother has selected another husband in front of grown-up children, she is considered to be an enemy. Okay. If wife or husband does not deal well with each other, deals roughly, then he or she is also considered enemy. That tells you what should be the atmosphere at home. Atmosphere. If the parents are continuously fighting, your children will think that this is the standard way of life. Because this is, you are shrestha for your children. You are the noble or the great for them. And they will consider the usually talking, loose talking, calling names each other, fighting with each other. This is the standard way of life. So they will follow the same thing. So this is considered enemy. And if a son is a fool, he is also considered a son or your daughter or a child is fool. He is also considered as enemy. Why? In family life, father, mother, wife, children are assets. They should be of good character, good culture, good followings. Apramatta, remembering on time. So Devhuti used to remember everything, what is the need of Kardam at particular time. This time morning he needs this thing, meal at that time, and this is apramatta. What is alasya? Alasya is you remember the need, but you delay. Apramatta means you remember and you do it diligently. What is alasya? You know, but you delay. Nahi karenge abhi. Kar lega apne aap. Let him do. Apramatta. Udyata nityam, always ready to serve. Four and five we have to chant together.
Savai devarsi varyastam manavim samanubratam daivad garyasa pratuhu asasanam mahashisah kalena bhuyasakshamam karshitam vratacharaya prema gadgadaya vacha pirita kripaya bravita.
Sa means the kardam. Vai, certainly. Devarsi varya means the foremost sage. Among all the devarsi varya means he was the best. Varya, devarsi varya. Tam, to her. So kardam is going to say something to his wife. And who is wife? Manavim. Manavim, daughter of Manu, is called Manavim. Daughter of Manu. So how is she? Sam Anubratam, fully devoted. Now Kardam is giving certificate. She has served for a long time. Now he is saying, my wife, Devuti, is fully devoted. Acha. Devat Gariyasa. Devat Gariyasa. And Devuti used to consider her husband even greater than Devta. See her feelings. She considered Kardam even greater than Devata. This is why in Hindi there is a saying, Pati is Parmeshwar. But Patnis, the wife, they don't consider. Pati is Parmeshwar. But here you see, Devuti is considering him. Daivat Gariyasa. Daivat means even from the Devata is greater. Patyu. Patyu means the husband. Asasanam. Asasanam means Asasanam Mahasisa, great blessing. Asasanam. So, Kalena, by long time, Bhuyasa, Chamam. Chamam means a week. So, this way she served. Devuti served for a long time. Kalena Bhuyasa, for a long time she served Kardam. And what was the result? She became Chamam, weak. Karsitam, emaciated, brahmacharya, religious observances. So not only she served Kardam, she also observed many vrata also. Upvas, vrata, this is to be done, that is to be done. So she became weak. Prem gadgadaya, vacha pidita. Prem gadgadaya vacha, stammering with love. Pidita, kripya babrit. Pidita means the voice. Was overcome by compassion. And Kardam said. Kardam said this thing to Devuti. For long Devuti served Kardam in this way, desiring to please her God-like husband. Desiring to please God-like husband and get his heartfelt blessings. Until she was weakened by the strain of it and by the observance of the rigid bhoj, seeing her so, Kardam one day addressed her thus with a great love and feeling in a choked voice. So for a long time Devuti served, then one day Kardam saw and he felt out of compassion, he felt very bad and he said something. So what we have to do, how to be a happy in married life is said here. How to be happy in married life. So wife should follow the principle of husband, then there will be happy life. Follow the principles of husband. Then only it will be happy life. If husband is a devotee and wife is a materialistic, then there can't be a peace at home. One is spiritual, another is materialistic. One wants to go into the world outside and one wants to go inside. So there cannot be peace. Okay, wife to see tendencies of the husband and follow him. And there are many examples. Gandhari. Gandhari, when she got married to Dhritarashtra and found that Dhritarashtra is blind, the same day she put a cover on her eyes. Because otherwise there will be a pride of eyes. I can see, you can't see. And that will make Gandhari's husband inferior. I can see, you can't see. So Gandhari came down from to the level of Dhritarashtra. Parvati came down to the level of Shiva. Devuti came down to the level of Kardam. Samanubratam means wife to adopt the special circumstances in husband is situated. Since she is subordinate, she is to adjust. Samanubratam. Kardam was a great devotee. Following him, good will result for Devuti. Even Pati is not great devotee. Even husband is not great devotee. if he is materialistic, and if you also become materialist, wife also become materialist, what will happen? No problem. There is no problem. Married life will be happy. Guruji says it was a test for the Devahuti, how much she can endure by Kardam. Because Kapil Bhagwan is going to come. So Bhagwan is testing how much she can endure. So Devahuti, although she was from the rich family, she was serving Kardam as a poor woman. She came down, adjusted her level to the level of her husband. Now after that comes Kardam Uvacha. Kardam will say something. That we'll see in our next class. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha.